Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Evans. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Danforth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dave Danforth. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Van Groh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Van Groh. And now, play ball. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson scores. It's 1-0, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mostill for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide takes first base on ball four. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Groh fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Van Groh. Severide moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock fires to second and picks off Severide for the out. One out. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Van Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Groh hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Severide hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0-for-1 in the game. Danforth is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robertson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Moss Dill, who is chasing the ball. Robertson reaches third base with a triple. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Evans reaches second base with a double. Robertson scores. It's 2-0, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Evans moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danforth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Severide hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Van Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Groh is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Groh takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Danforth. Van Groh moves to second. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss still bunts towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Van Groh moves to third. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Kvengroe scores. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive towards third. Robertson catches it and throws to first to double up Collins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0 for 2 in the game. Danforth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Kvengroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kvengroe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kvengroe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 2 in the game. Mostill bunts in front of the plate. Severide fields it and throws to first for the out. Kvengroe moves to second. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Groves scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Severide hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.